This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Show, and with me is Rex Scott. Rex, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
John, great to be back on the air with you. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. You know, I think back, it's been a long, long time, maybe half a century, but my first run for political office elected to the state Senate, I think I was 29 years old, but it was the most humbling experience I've ever seen. Put your name on the ballot, that's a big deal. I mean, it's not like you can hide yourself. You don't want to do that. It's probably the most public thing anybody could possibly do other than run unclothed down stone, I suppose. But the whole idea of that is it really is, I think, a humbling experience. How do you feel about it? This is your first time your name's – well, your second time you've been on the ballot. You were in the city council in Athens, Ohio. So how about it this time?
Well, It's always a very humbling experience, but it's genuinely different being on the ballot now that I'm 56 years old, as opposed to when I first did it and I was 20 years old and was elected when I was 24. I lost the first race, but back then I think I was much more motivated by personal and political ambition. Now, after having a terrific career as a Pima County public school educator, now it's much more about public service than it is about personal ambition.
This district,
but it's still very humbling, absolutely.
This district has been served by a rather controversial figure. How would you exercise your responsibility as the supervisor from this district? How would you do it perhaps differently than it has been administered with the incumbent no longer running?
Well, to me, what I did when I was an educator was I always kept the interests of my students at the forefront of my mind. One of my best friends, who's like a big brother to me, said once, keep doing the right things for kids, and that makes everything that else that may come up easier to confront, easier to cope with. And so my focus as a county supervisor would be very similar. I would be focused on service. The three adjectives I most wanted applied to me as a school leader were to be communicative, visible, and supportive. And those are adjectives that I would like the people of District 1 to be able to apply to me. And many of them already know me. The first teaching assignment that I had was at a District 1 school, Flooring Wells Junior High School. And I was also an administrator at two different District 1 schools, Ironwood Ridge High School, where I was an assistant principal, and Tortolita Middle School, where I was the principal. So I've spent half of my career in District 1 schools. I've already built thousands of relationships and the requisite rapport and trust that you need to be an effective public servant with thousands of families in the district. And that'll be a great foundation for getting to know all the rest of the people in District 1 and being of service to them.
That district has not been served by a Democrat since Ron Asta. You and I commented on that in another conversation we had. It goes way back to the 70s, actually. Katie Dusenberry defeated Mr. Asta, who was elected as a Democrat from this district. It's still an uphill battle, but it's a much closer registration battle than it ever has been before. Explain how that gives you at least a pretty good chance to win this race.
Well, back when the incumbent supervisor, Allie Miller, was reelected in 2016, the Republicans had a voter registration edge of right around 12,000. That has been reduced because of the hard work of Democratic volunteers over the last 4 years, and quite frankly, because of what I guess we'll call the Trump effect. That's been reduced from 12,000 to less than 3,000. Back in 2018, there were a significant number of Democrats who won their races in District 1 when we had state elections. Senator Sinema, Congressmembers O'Halloran and Kirkpatrick, State Superintendent Hoffman, Secretary of State Hobbs, and Corporation Commission member Kennedy. They all won their races in District 1. And then I've already mentioned the name recognition that I've got with thousands of families within the district. That's going to be helpful, as is the fact, John, that this really is the only purple district out of the five supervisorial districts. There are 53,000 Republicans, 50,000 Democrats, and 39,000 independents were members of smaller parties. And for the first 19 years of my life as a registered voter, I was a Republican. Then I was an independent for 4 years, and I've been a Democrat for the last 16 years. I know that there are people of goodwill across the political spectrum who care about District 1 and want it to do well. I know from my 23 years of service as an appointed and elected leader that you need to listen to all voices and honor all points of view and reach out to everybody before you make decisions. So I think I'm best suited in terms of both background and experience to be an independent voice for District 1. And that is the kind of person that we need in what is truly the most diverse district of the five.
All right, how do people help you? We don't have a great deal of time here, but I know you want to thank people that have led you through this primary effort and will be with you marching on into the general. I got about 40 seconds here to thank people if you would take this opportunity to do so, if you'd like to do that. And how do people help you continue on?
I would. We have close to 300 individual contributors to our campaign, mostly educators, retirees, and other average folks. We had dozens of people who helped us to meet our petition signature goal. We've already distributed over 200 yard signs. We've got close to 100 volunteers who are going to help us with no-contact literature drops. Running for office is something where you find out how many friends you have. I am truly blessed to have so many friends and supporters. And if anyone wants to find out more about our campaign, volunteer, request a yard sign, they can go to scott4supervisor.com. That's Scott, the number 4supervisor.com.
Rex Scott, good luck in your campaign. We support you. We hope others do as well. You're going to win his primary and then on to the general to win it in the November election. Thank you for being with us today. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Have a great week.
You have a great week as well. Rex Scott, a great candidate for this supervisor seat. He's going to win this seat.